Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcaster named Sean Allen.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
Listen, these new age female rappers are garbage. Did I say that right? Are garbage. These new age female rappers, listen, they're whack. I grew up, you know, I grew up on Nicki and all that, but like Missy, Kim, Foxy, my sister grew up on Queen. Like, they beefed and shit, you know what I mean? But not like these girls. They rapped. You know, they threw it in the rap, you know, kept it on wax. These girls is every other day they online I guess the internet wasn't even a thing coming up. But yeah. So yeah, I see a lot of people in here ask me about I don't know why you guys asked me for business advice. But see, okay, so here's the thing. I remember learning in business development, you know, no matter what type of business you have, you kind of always want to have a companion with your business, like something in tandem with your business, you know, like create a community for your business. Like, for instance, take like a coffee shop, a restaurant, a cafe. They create an environment around the establishment too, right? You go for the service, but maybe that's not a clear example. Yeah, okay, like in Paris, you go to they have coffee shops everywhere in Paris, right? You go for the product and you go for the product. The product, you love the product, the service will keep you there, the coffee, the croissant, whatever. But then you end up also going for the environment too. You fall in love with the coffee shop or the restaurant and the staff, the people in there. So that's kind of like selling the product too, right? You go because you like the ambiance, the decor. Is that a good example? Okay, maybe that wasn't a good example. Okay, so let me tell you what's going on with me. As you see her, say hi. Lisa, I'm working with her. We're working on an audiobook, right? She's publishing a book. We're doing the audiobook. And yeah, so she wrote this book. Now we're in audiobook stages. Small publisher. You know, she's a new mother. So doing a book tour really isn't in the cards right now for her. But she wants to promote her book. And, you know, of course, she's going to pay for ad placement online, write-up. She got PR and all that. But what she can do, too, to keep the book in rotation, right? So, like, the plan I drafted up for her is it isn't far-fetched. You know, her book is about mental health and therapy. So why not create a podcast in tandem around mental health and therapy while promoting your book at the same time, right? And, you know, with that, you'll have like a natural, like a non-thirsty way to promote your book via podcasting and all the marketing that comes along with, you know, podcasting and sharing and shit like that. And, you know, that'll allow you to grow your audience as well at the same time. So the time you get in the works of publishing your second book, when she publishes her second book, now she accrued this audience from this podcast who bought the first book. And because they fuck with her, they're going to buy you know, second book, right? And of course, I'm going to say podcasting. We're in a podcast studio, right? But, you know, podcasts don't go away. They're here forever. So your book will always be in rotation. Does that make sense? I think I said that right. Shit about business, because you guys ask me every time I get on here, you guys are asking me about business. So actually, maybe I'll start charging like $250 per person for Keynote. Would y'all buy that? I don't like this. So when I'm recording in the studio, the mic is different. So and I don't have a pop filter on. You guys don't. You see, I don't got a pop filter, so that's why it sounds like this.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.